This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله All praise is due to Allah رب العالمين For allowing all of us to continue with our fast, our qiyam, and our dua. Brothers and sisters, we are coming towards the end of Ramadan, and all of us are aware. This qiyam that we always start from the night of Ramadan is going to end before Eid. If tomorrow Eid, tonight Eid end. But the qiyam At-tahajjud, or qiyamul layl, will continue. It's up to every individual to follow up with that. Now, it's very important for us to have the right understanding and right knowledge about what we believe and what we are doing every night. The first thing that I always want to remind all the good brothers and sisters, whatever we do, and we are here, we are together, we must make sure we are very sincere in our intention. We know what the Prophet said, innamal a'malu binniyat. We know what Allah wants us to do. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ We are not commanded except to worship Him, and we must be sincere in our worshiping. We must be sincere in following the deen of Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Now, when we are sincere, like how the companions who are very sincere, you never see any of the companions will abandon the teaching of the Prophet even after the Prophet passed away. They are very consistent. And the way they honor the teaching of the Prophet is like the Prophet is still alive. If anybody quote the saying of the Prophet, khalas. Sami'na wa ata'na. Now, holding fast to the Quran and Sunnah is an amana. And amana is related to iman. La iman liman la amanatala. The Prophet is warning us, reminding us, there's no iman if there's no amana. Your life is an amanah from Allah. You have to save your own soul. That's why Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, qu anfusakum. You have to check about yourself. You are able to do anything you want, if you want. Back to your intention. This evening before our iftar, we were sharing some experience with some not yet Muslim. The board director, some of the board director of a bank. We were there to share with them about Ramadan. And they were sharing with us that they were trying to fast for so many times, but they failed. Until she met up with a very good friend, and the friend said, "You fail because you don't have any intention." Niyat. So this lady was telling me about niyat. A not yet Muslim sharing the word niyat. Allahu Akbar. This shows that we need to reach out to the people, explain to them. And then she also said, this is what stated in one of the first hadith. Of course, she don't remember Bukhari. You know. But she remembered that it's the first hadith. Allahu Akbar. But today, she passed her test. She managed to complete her fasting. So we keep on sharing with them about the intention of fasting. It's not to cut down your cholesterol, cut down your body weight, because you can measure after this whether your weight is decreasing or it do increase more. And while we are eating, there was some sharing. See, today, to break fast buffet in a hotel, it may cost you 300 ringgit per person. You know, you pay for 300, you don't get back that kind of money. You can't eat, even they have so much food, you don't really enjoy in a short while. If you eat too much, you will suffer. You have to pay for your suffering. You know? But time have changed. It's good to be simple, because simplicity is also part of our iman. And it's important that the Prophet who loved us so much keep on reminding us how to save your soul from hellfire. Tonight I share with you two. Tomorrow we add two more. The Prophet did ask the companion, "Do you want me to tell you, to share with you something that will save you from hellfire?" Of course, companion love all this kind of guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet said there are four characteristics that will save you from hellfire. Of course, before you talk about this character, you must have iman first. Then iman must follow up with this character. Number one, hayyin. Number two, layyin. You remember this hadith? Good. Anybody can share with me what is hayyin? You be humble. Learn how to be humble. Everybody have some pride. Women always say men have ego. I don't know whether it's true or not. Yeah, so some women say, yes, I don't know. Do the men agree? Everybody have egos. But only the woman like to use this term to the man. That's why the men don't like to talk. If you're judging them, they keep quiet. Sometimes, that is the sign of a believer. By staying quiet is also a sign of a believer. Because the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmal akhir, falyakul khairan aw liyasmut." Whoever have iman to Allah and the last day. Talking about iman towards Allah and the last day. If you want to say anything, you want to respond to anything, make sure it's good. If not, be silent. So the silence of the man is not ego. The silence of the man is part of his iman. So please honor his iman. Understand. We know being human. You like to talk. If everybody is talking, nobody is listening. So when he listens, that means it's good. But don't judge him. Pray for one another. Now this is very important. Layin. When you are humble, you can do that. Layin people who are very polite, soft-spoken. When you want to say something, choose your word. You can say anything you like. And the Prophet did warn us, if you can, make sure you safeguard what is between your lips. One, they got a second one. I focus on the first one. Then the Prophet promised us Jannah. It's very important. And we have been fasting towards the end of Ramadan now. I think we have learned a lot. We have been controlling ourselves very, very good. Please remember, Ramadan is going to end soon. We hope we will still control until next Ramadan. We don't want you to control your fight all the way for 1 month. After that, you become your old self, not your new you. I want everybody to plan for a new we, not the old. Now, one thing I like to share is very important. When you want to follow Islam, it's very simple, brother and sister. Whatever Allah said is final. How the Prophet explained is the best way. Don't entertain qil wa qal what other people say. When you keep on entertaining, you will fail to take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself is amanah. In the Quran, Allah said, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Look at how Allah is guiding us. Especially when they're praying and the Imam is reciting the Quran. What did Allah command us to do? What did Allah command us to do? Again? وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ istami'u lah. Listen. That's all. He never called you to read. Neither he called you to look at anything. Just listen. Use your ear. Train yourself. When Allah said, listen, submitna, I listen, O Allah. And then after that, Allah said, wa ansit. A person who really listens is a person who, when somebody is reciting or somebody is talking, he keep quiet. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Quiet. When the Quran is being recited aloud for us to listen. If we are busy reciting, nobody listen. You understand? When the imam don't recite aloud, you recite. But when the imam recite aloud, just listen. Can we get confused? Simple. Allah make it so simple. Listen and keep quiet. La'allakum turhamun. So that all of us will get the rahmah, the mercy from Allah Almighty. Amana, our children is our amana. Those who have been bringing their children every night, may Allah bless all of you. Even they are not praying with us. When we pray, they play. No problem, that is their fitrah. If not, then they are not children. Either your children don't like to play, just sit down. I don't think you are happy. They are not normal. They must play. Being children, that is their fitrah. But it's good to get them in this kind of environment. For those who are not praying, they got some amana. Allahu Akbar. Is to take care of the children too. You don't have to instruct them something. It is common sense. When the children is around and their parent is busy worshipping Allah and you was not given the opportunity to worship, you take care of the amana. See, Islam is very simple. Oh, not my baby, not my daughter, not my business. No amana. You must feel for one another, brother and sister. Common sense will tell the believer that it is your duty now to help the fellow brothers and sisters who is worshipping Allah. They will play, never mind, but just make sure they are safe. That's all. And you get reward from Allah because you are taking care of Muslim children. Even they are not yet Muslim children, take care of them. Show them good example. Win their love. When they love you, what you say, they listen. You can easily guide them to be a Muslim in the future because the connection is there. That's what we have been doing in the 80s. We keep on organizing tuition class for Muslim children and not yet Muslim children. And then we organize to bring them to have a study tour to go to all the houses of worship. Sikh temple, Hindu temple, Buddhist temple, but last, masjid, to be fair. And then we said, children, since you have visited all this good place, please write an essay. What have you learned from your visits? Allahu Akbar. Because we have been guiding them. When the time for pray, we pray. They can sit at one corner and look at us. You know what? They write at the end of the day. They loved the masjid. They entered the masjid, big, very spread out, very spacious, that nothing. They were looking for something, actually. They went to other place. You got this, you got that, you got sleeping, you got standing, you got people, image of a human that got six hands coming out, and then you have like stomach like a human, the head like an elephant, so many. Make them very confused. So when they enter the mosque, they want to see something like that. Some bird hanging there, maybe some eagle there, but nothing. That is the unique about Islam. We believe in God that don't look like any of His creation. Anything that you can imagine cannot be the true God, because God don't look like us. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Amana. Children is amana. You pray, make sure the children pray as they grow up. We cover aura, we make sure our daughter will start to cover amana. Work is an amana. If you're given a job, assignment is an amana. Give the best. Quran is amana. Inna aratna al-amanata ala samawati wal ard wal jibal. Allah said. Quran is like Allah want to entrust us with the biggest and the most important amanah. Why? Because this Quran will guide all of us to Jannah. Whoever follow Quran, you cannot let anybody to turn you astray anymore. Khalas. Because you know, who can turn us astray when Allah guide you? Whoever refuse to follow Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah say, I confirm they have turned astray. So when we learn about Islam, based on the teaching of Quran and Sunnah with the right knowledge, khalas, brother said, the evidence is there. Don't entertain anything else. Because the truth is amana. It's not for you to play around. So may Allah make us people of amana. Hayyin layyin. Very soft-spoken, polite. Anybody who like to talk, you are encouraged to talk, but use the best word. Yeah. I mean, a good thing that happened this night when we have iftar is, again, it's happening. I love to see this environment. It's changing. They invite maybe 30% of the not yet Muslim to attend, to listen to the talk, and then to iftar. To make them understand the beauty of Islam. To even expose to them that fasting is not just for us, it's for all the believers. Kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladzina min qablikum. It's not only from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, it's from an early prophet. I want them to be linked back to all the other prophets. Make them feel that, you may be part of it. Only they turn astray because they don't really learn. They may practice certain ritual. Islamic, sometimes they have character, Islamic character, only they are not yet a Muslim. So it's our duty to get close to them. Because da'wah ilallah is an amana. And the Prophet said, "Balligu anni walau ayah," convey from me even one ayah that you have learned, you have memorized, you understood, you have to share. We are too busy, brother and sister, just looking inward and not reaching outward. We waste a lot of our time. No ending. Keep on having confusion upon confusion sometimes. Lastly, alhamdulillah, I don't see that the brother is around from yesterday and today. He was sharing with me about the sisters, because his wife was with all of you. It's about the sitting when you are making tahiyyat. You remember, I have taught a lot of people, all the perfecting my salat course been done for so long, that when you perform prayer with one sitting, like you pray four, one sitting, then your ending should be iftirash. You know what is iftirash? Some girls do not know. Yeah, maybe they never attend my class. Yeah, my course. Yeah, register yourself next time, so that even you are young, you have the knowledge. Yeah. Anything you do with knowledge, you feel different. The satisfaction is there. You just do without knowledge, you don't feel anything. If the rush is like sitting in, normally we say tahiyat awal. Yeah. That means your bota is on your left leg, not on the ground. Because when you sit on the ground and the space is so limited, you are going to torture your neighbor. Yeah? You are going to sit on their leg. No, I don't know what is they are reciting. At-tahiyya, sakit, at-tahiyya. Struggling is a jihad for them. You know? Islam is about caring for you and your neighbor, your friend, your fellow Muslim. You should not hurt anyone. You should not cause harm. La darara. We have memorized that. You see how important, after you memorize, you should understand and know how to apply the saying of the Prophet. Don't cause harm to other people. How about if the one beside you is bigger than you and they are going to sit on you, how do you feel? I don't feel you feel good. You hate this person, you know. So don't cause harm to anybody. Use the knowledge that you're exposed to and your wisdom, brother and sister. Yeah? Amana. All this is something to do with amana. Knowledge is amana. So make sure that you act upon the knowledge. All the imam here have been sharing with all the beautiful ayah, but because we don't understand, so we cannot really benefit from it. But by listening, you also get reward. And after that, I think they keep on reminding us about which surah the imam is going to recite. So you know. So tonight you go back, reflect. Go down, go through. Try to understand. And when you want to recite the Quran, please make dua. May Allah open your heart, your mind, and make you have the right understanding. If Allah make us understand, nobody can mislead us anymore. People cannot say this, that, actually the meaning is like this. Oh, mean, no. May yuridillah bihi khairan yufaqihu fid din. Whoever and goodness to happen to them, Allah will make us understand His religion. Back to your niyat again. Why you read the Quran? You must put all the intention correctly before the end of Ramadan. And may Allah accept our prayer. And may Allah grant shifa to those brothers, our members who have not been well. Brother Abdul Wajid, a very beloved brother who have been with us for a long time too. Other brothers and other family members who we've been receiving some info that so and so is not well. So we'll keep on pray for all of them. And anybody that they send their info, we normally will blast in our broadcast. So that everybody who receives this message, please, at least you don't even know that, make prayer for them. Why? Because the prayer from a person to another person without they ask you, maybe without you knowing them, will not be rejected. Because that prayer comes from your heart. You don't want to just pray for people you know. Every Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. So we always, when we know, we pray for everybody. Can we do that, brother and sister? Simple as that. When you are kind to one another, when something happened to you and we inform, we broadcast it, may everybody who received the info also pray for us. So may Allah show mercy, whoever show mercy to the creation of Allah. La darara wa la dirar. Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi da' ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Kullu muslim ala al-muslim haramun damuhu maluhu wa irduhu al-muslim man salima al-muslimun min lisanihi wa yadih. Last one is what? What is the last hadith? Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmalal iman. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alhamdulillah.